hopefully it'll encourage younger women into politics. It'll be one less thing they don't have to worry about. I mean, in politics, the first thing you have to do is get elected. After that, you do your work. But people would be concerned, young women especially, if they had a baby and they took time off, that they might lose votes because of it. That's the reality of it. Whereas once you're entitled to it, and remember that councillors are employed by the local authority. All local authority staff, all female local authority staff are entitled to maternity leave, and male staff are entitled to paternity leave. So it shouldn't be different for politicians. It should simply be the same.
As we know, there's very low female representation on county councils here in the Northwest. Do you think that this move will be enough to increase that representation going forward? Or what more do you think needs to be done?
Well, look, I think it certainly helps. Politics is 24/7 at one level, but equally it needs to be made more family friendly, because everyone, whether you're a politician or a carpenter or a teacher or a newsreader, everyone has to have some sort of work-life balance. And if people feel that they can't have it, and especially when it comes to something like maternity leave, I mean, having a baby is the most natural thing in the world. But equally, you can be very tired after it for quite a period of time. It's a new responsibility. This new life is yours to look after. And all parents know this. And they know they need that bit of time to concentrate on this hugely important job. So from that perspective, women counsellors should be able to access maternity leave, and male counsellors paternity leave, because I do believe it'll be one less barrier for women who want to enter local politics.